Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. John Lee and Erez Yaroslav from the monetization team are here with us live in the studio to take your calls specifically about the changes to what we call internally, if you want to know, the rate card. It's a little bit of jargon, but, you know, outwardly we say fees and features.
We have a caller, Donna in Syracuse, New York. You ready for it?
Thanks, Lee.
Yes.
All right. Hi, Donna. What's your question or comment?
Well, I wanted to say hi to Griff. I spoke to him before the Philly meetup last year, and my question is for him or anybody else on the team. It seems with the new update going under Devin Wenig's leadership that eBay is going back to the company's strengths. It's renowned for auction listings and one-of-a-kind collectible vintage items. So as a marketing strategy, do you think it would be a good idea to contract with Weird Al Yankovic to write a new eBay parody song to define what eBay is under this leadership for Wenig and where it's going to go? Think about it. It's free, viral. It goes advertising across all social media, mobile app, you know, everything that eBay's been trying to promote. Nobody can do auctions and collectibles like eBay. Go back to that, but still have room for global with GSP, for the big box stores. Just an idea. What do you think, Griff?
Well, I think that's where we're going, whether we can get Weird Al to come on and write a song.
Shoo-be-doo. I'm ready.
It's just that he had one of the top selling comedy albums of all time last year. I just don't think we're on his radar anymore, but we'll find out. I can't make any
sense. It's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, but Donna, thank you for the thumbs up. Do you have any questions for our guests?
Nope, it was just for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Actually, what she said was very nice.
No, it's great.
So does anybody want to address that? Are we going back to the old days?
Well, I don't know how you... you can't really go backwards, but you can... I'm not going to let... Erez, you talk.
I don't see it that way. I think it's moving forward, honestly. I think we're taking something that we had a great advantage. Yes, eBay was born... on the auction. I mean, the first customer of eBay was a seller, Pierre, right? And we never forget it. We belong to seller experience. Mm-hmm. That is our absolute goal, to create a fantastic seller experience and sustain growth over the next, not year, but the next 5 and 10 years. That's our vision. That's where we're trying to go. I think this is moving forward. This is an upgrade, an evolution of where we've been. And the auction, this is the auction listing when you sell is an evolution. It's the next step on that.
Right.
So no, we're not choosing one over another. We're actually trying to create overall a great marketplace. There's still, you can still do buy it now part of auction. We're not breaking those apart. We're trying to really make it more vibrant. So I would say we had a great auction business. We're trying to make it even greater going into the second half of this decade. The competitive landscape has changed, and we're changing with it. Our sellers have told us things about it, and that's where we're trying to go. So I would say this is moving forward, not going backwards.
Maybe moving forward and then paying, you know, keeping in mind and paying homage to the fact that our differentiator has always been that we're multi-format.
That's right.
And that we do it, when we do it well, it's great. And it's just, it has to be revisited every now and then to see what we need to fine-tune.
Well, exactly. Griff and John and Erez, Carlos from Washington, D.C., says, regarding the changes affecting the collectibles category, why not also do antiques generally, antiquarian books, art, etc., that also do not have an easy to determine price? They are no different than the collectibles category in this
respect. So I think this is, and you know, and his question is a good one. I think it's a confusion of nomenclature. So when we say the word collectibles and are bad, what we actually mean is the collectibles and antiques categories. So antiques is, how would you say this correctly?
So the way that we're thinking about this is it's almost the collectibles broad based, where we include antiques, art, coins and paper money, collectibles, dolls and bears, entertainment memorabilia, pottery and glass, sportsmen, cards and fan shop, stamps, and toys and hobbies. So when we say collectibles, we mean generally what are all these categories that I just mentioned
Yes.
are part of this group.
Right, so you'll be happy to hear that those are included in that. It's probably I know we break it out in the details actually, but top line we probably should say art antiques. But there's so many categories in there that we just internally always just call it. That's all we consider all those meta or top level categories to be called collectibles.
So. That's correct.
So then he got his wish.
He got his wish before he even asked.
Terrific. Okay, you ready for kind of a hard one?
Why not?
Okay, Wanda in Beaverton, Oregon. She's known on eBay as My Homeschool Delights. She said, hi, I sell in the media category, which is one of those at 9% that already has highest FVF currently. In addition to this, if I am reading the updates correctly, the listing fee is now doubling from 5 cents to 10 cents per listing after the first 500 free for premium stores in the media category. This is a very significant price increase for media sellers whose products are not exclusively, of course, but often used in expensive books to start with. If one has about 1,000 listings, it is not advantageous to change the store level either. Can you please comment on this? Thanks so much, Wanda.
So there's our first hard one. Who wants to take it?
Sure, I'll take it.
It's a good question.
Thanks, Wanda. We understand, and the media category is honestly a tough one. What we have seen over the last couple of years, since we actually made it an exception as a category in which we gave a tremendous discount for the listing fee down to 5 cents, we saw a flood. We saw a flood of inventory, and what happens is that the buyers have a hard time finding what they're looking for. There's a lot of listings in media that honestly didn't sell for some of these sellers, and we're trying to equate it. So there's a few things we're trying to do with this one. One, we are equating it. It was an exception. It didn't create a simpler experience in the rate card that Griff just mentioned. We're trying to equate it across all categories. Yes, there is an increase for just the basic and premium stores. I understand you're a premium store. And therefore, it is increasing from 5 to 10 cents, but only far and above the 500 listings we're providing for free. If you are using any auction for media and they sell, again, those will be free as well. So that's just part of that. I would consider an anchor store. We run sometimes promotions for an upgrade. I would consider trying that as a free trial to see what can you do getting the 2,500 listings on that. But truly, this was made in order to get buyers to find their media, the books, the DVDs, the other categories within it in a better way, and that will result in more sales for you guys as sellers.
Our telephone lines are open at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Christopher from Los Angeles, California, has a question. Why exclude relistings from promotional offers? I have 200 auction collectible items that need to be relisted, and I've had to wait to March or April 1 to relist on the 100 standard fee per month. And now with only 20 or 40 free per month, the struggle to not pay listing fees on auction items that don't sell is much, much more difficult. Please remark.
I think we're trying to drive behavior here.
Yeah, so that's a great question, Christopher. It actually goes in vain with everything we're talking about today. We're trying to create a healthier overall marketplace and for buyers to find the items they love and want the easiest and fastest possible way. So actually removing the relist from the recent promotions goes hand in hand with everything we're talking about today.
Right. Because, I mean, to speak specifically to Christopher and sellers in this situation, if you have that many listings that you put up as auctions that didn't sell, that's not helping anyone.
That's right.
So what this is, if you're not a store owner, you may want to consider a store, right?
That's right.
So this is, and again, the fee illustrator or calculator will be able to help drive you towards that, the right decision. And keep in mind, as we talked about before, that listings that sell in the auction format, you get that insertion fee credited back. Can we talk a little bit about the details of that? Because I think we may have went over them too quickly. And there's the finesses in the details here. So,
yeah, so I can give you kind of the details that we're implementing. So really what it is everyone will have, so if you're a non-store seller, you'll have 20 free to use in auctions or fixed price.
Regardless if they sell or not.
Regardless right. If you sell or not. And then what happens is if you actually do end up paying an insertion fee for an auction listing, when it does sell, we will go ahead and refund the insertion fee portion of it. So the way to think about this is you have your allotment to use, and then above and beyond that, if you are starting to pay an insertion fee on an auction listing, we will go ahead and refund it if the item actually ends up selling. So we are truly incentivizing a seller to actually make sure that it's a great description, great picture, you know, is the start price correct? That's what we're really trying to encourage with this type of these changes. So.
Is to get them sold, not to keep relisting the same auction item. That actually doesn't really help anyone, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, the ultimate success in everything we do is the sale of the seller of that particular item. I would see it, just to connect Christopher's great question on a promotion, we're now running a permanent promotion. Whenever you sell, you're not going to pay the listing fee. We're going to credit it back to you.
Right. So make sure they sell.
Make sure they sell. And it could
this
be the relist. It could
thing.
Be the relist. Right. That's right.
So if you relist an item and it sells, you'll get that insertion fee credited back.
Correct.
Which actually harkens back to an old one we used to have a long time ago. We used to kind of do that same thing where the second, I don't know, you guys may not have been around. Do you remember this, John? So if you relisted an item that didn't sell the first time and it sold on the second time, you'd get that second insertion fee credited. So we're kind of going back that way. But even better, it's even the first time.
This is the first time.
Right. Okay,
this
so
is the first time. We would love for you, the seller, to sell for the very first time.
I suspect that somebody like Christopher, and I don't want to make, pardon me if I sound like I'm making assumptions, Christopher, about your business without knowing the details. But you may want to consider the economics of opening a basic level store. You may find that it saves you more money. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this with more calls. This open phone segment was sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Our number is 888-723-4630. Give us a call. We'll come back to your call right here on eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 312.
If your eBay business isn't on social media, you're missing out on sales. Marcia Collier is the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She has this tip.
Social selling is really important because we're all in social media. And how are we spending our time in social media? Are we building a brand? Are we just on autopilot? And some accounts, I can see the same accounts tweeting out the same things and they don't engage with anybody. Engagement. But the whole thing in building a community, which is what eBay was built on in the first place. It was about the community.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. We're discussing today's spring seller update with eBay's John Lee and Yaroslav, specifically from the monetization team, and specifically about the list of changes to allotment, pricing for duration, and there's even a change to the reserve fee, if I remember correctly, right? We didn't even talk about that, although I discourage that use on the show. It's just a given. Don't use it.
Yeah.
And they're ready to take your questions. You can call and speak directly to them at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. And for those of you who are wondering, where is the meticulous, metaphilious tones of Lee Mirabal? She's right here.
I'm here.
But we sort of commandeer the show.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I'm enjoying the relaxation. Meanwhile, Carlos in Washington, D.C., known as Rare Books_Vintage Posters, is on the line with us. Carlos, what's your question or comment?
Hi, thanks. I guess I'm double dipping. You just took my email question, so thanks. This is a totally different question. It has to do with, there's a comment in the details in the email that you all sent out about encouraging possibly going to good till canceled listing durations. And just listening to what you guys are saying about listing durations and visibility and all that, one major reason I upgraded to the premium store last year was people in the high-value team and customer service told me that the shorter duration, the better performance and best match, and encouraged me to move from 30-day fixed-price listings down to 10 and even 7, which obviously burns through a lot of free listings. Now I find, you know, good for eBay, I guess, but I'm paying a lot more now, above 500 listings per month, to keep to that 7-10-day duration because I've been told I perform better in best match right after I relist or right after I list because it's fresh, and then in the last few days before the end of the listing because it's coming to an end. And I'm just wondering if you can reconcile that information that I've been given, I always assume to be true, with kind of an encouragement to maybe even list longer. It seems like, if I'm not misunderstanding, to list to 30 days or even move to good till canceled for fixed price listings. Thanks for the time.
Well, I think, I mean, so I have a perspective on this, but it's a slightly different than from the just pricing. But what do you guys think, John or Erez?
So it's a brilliant question, and we have brilliant friends in search that could probably get much better answers than us. I would say for what we're talking about today, I'm actually not sure. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think when you do GTC, our search partners can do a better job actually getting the right item, your item, in front of the right buyer and the right time.
Exactly.
And actually, when you do, let's take the other extreme. We talked about the one-day auction. Not so much. Not so much.
Well,
so,
so this is why I think my take on this is more about category issue than it is about pricing or duration. I definitely, if I had a collection of antiquarian books, I would definitely put them on good until canceled. And the reason why I would do that is because it's like having a bookstore. You rely on eBay's ability. A collector of books is either going to search your own individual store browsing. It's impossible to browse the antique book category. It's like going through the library and going book shelf by shelf, book by book. So what they're doing is looking for specific titles or authors, and that's more important than duration for serving up anything from best match, if that's what they're using, which they don't tend to use. They tend to use, they're focused on the keyword search. But because of the way that people in this category collect or look for books, those are more important than duration. And yeah, I would definitely, so the recommendation you got from customer support on the top level may be not entirely incorrect, but for your category, it's totally wrong. Totally wrong to be doing this, because people are not looking at best match for these particular titles and then seeing what comes up on the top. So it's really important to just to focus on relevancy and, to some extent, where it's competitive price, and to keep that keep these as good until canceled. As you see, Carlos, it's costing you a lot of money, and you shouldn't be spending that money.
That's right.
Does that mean you're going to refund me for the last year of
I can't do that. If I could, I would write you a check, but unfortunately I can't.
Thanks,
but yeah,
a lot.
I would.
Appreciate the answer. It's very helpful.
Thank you. I'm glad it was helpful.
Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it, Carlos.
I'm a little distressed because I hate, I know our folks in CS mean well, but this was an example of where it's not just one aspect of how best match works that should drive the recommendations. It's actually important in that particular category to think about what is the category, how do buyers buy, how do sellers in books list. And it's not so that you have your items show up on the top of best match every 10 days, which is, by the way, not even guaranteed because there's other factors in best match.
That's right.
Not just newness. So, in fact, newness is less important now than it ever has been.
We don't have much time, but I feel compelled to ask this question that came in from Emma because she's beating me up. She said, you missed the question completely. Stop saying what you want to say and address the question. Why are relists not included in promotions? I wasn't aware we had asked that question, that question had come in before. But
I thought we did answer it.
I thought we did, too.
Yeah, so we want your item to sell. We don't want you to just keep relisting it over and over. Once it sells, if it's outside of your allotment, you'll get that insertion feedback. But it doesn't benefit anyone for someone to keep listing an auction listing over and over and over where it doesn't sell. That kind of, and excuse the word, clutters our marketplace with stuff that isn't selling. We want stuff up there that sells. That's why. Did I get that right?
Well, she also says, keep in mind I can click sell similar item and accomplish the same result. But if I have hundreds of listings, it is very time consuming. Relists could be done in just a few clicks.
Right, but that's... I think we answered the question. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Up next, we'll talk about product identifiers right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Coupon.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
34 hopes. 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.